First Off, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Eamon Torsley. It's Tuesday, March 19th. Coming up.
We must act now to prevent the unthinkable, the unacceptable and the unjustifiable.
Pressure mounts to avoid famine in Gaza and Irish attitudes to overseas aid and climate change. Plus, we will have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. First up this morning. 1.1 million Palestinians are now facing catastrophic hunger. That's according to the latest report from the UN-backed Integrated Food Security Phase classification. It comes as 14 people were reportedly killed following Israeli air attacks on two houses and an apartment in Rafah overnight. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the impending famine is an entirely man-made disaster.
I call on the Israeli authorities to ensure complete and unfettered access for humanitarian goods throughout Gaza and for the international community to fully support our humanitarian efforts. We must act now to prevent the unthinkable, the unacceptable and the unjustifiable.
The American military says it has successfully destroyed anti-tank missiles, drones and weapons storage containers in Houthi-controlled areas of Yemen. U.S. Central Command claims the equipment presented an imminent threat to commercial vessels and its own Navy ships in the region. Three in four Irish people believe it's important that the government continues to provide overseas development aid. Research released by DOCUS, the Irish Association of NGOs, shows that while 42% believe the funding levels should stay the same, 29% are in favour of them being increased. There's a warning over the pressure on parents of children with special educational needs, searching for suitable secondary school places. The growing demand for specialised services is far outstripping the availability of a place for those starting first year. Ken Kilbride is CEO of ADHD Ireland.
We would always say, and you know, when any parent phones, you know, when they've gone to CAMHS or they've got the private assessment done, saying, look, what do I do next? What supports are available to me? We will always say to them, if you're looking for support, you're going to have to fight. We don't mean you have to be aggressive. You're going to have to ask for everything and work hard. That's one of, unfortunately, the truisms across the entire sector, that if you want something, you're really going to have to look for it.
Former Cheltenham winning jockey Nina Carberry has thrown her hat in the ring to become a member of the European Parliament. The 39-year-old is seeking nominations to run as a Fine Gael candidate in the Midlands Northwest constituency. Ireland editor for the Irish Independent, Fiona Sheehan, believes she's in with a sporting chance.
She has got that national profile, recognised name that you need in a big electorate contest like this. She's a good media performer. If her campaign takes off at all, you would say she's in with a strong chance of winning a seat, but I still don't see Fine Gael are going to hold on to the two seats that they have there at the moment.
The Irish Cancer Society says there's been a 30% increase in demand for its transport services in the past year. Figures show drivers covered 2.3 million kilometres in 2023, bringing over 2,000 cancer patients to treatments. The Society is appealing for donations as it launches its annual fundraiser, Daffodil Day, which takes place this Friday. CEO of the Irish Cancer Society, Avril Power, is asking everyone to go all in against cancer.
Volunteers all across Ireland are preparing for Daffodil Day to show solidarity with people in their community going through cancer and raise vital funds for the Irish Cancer Society's services and life-saving research. Demand for many of our key services is up over 30% at the moment. So we really need a strong Daffodil Day on Friday to make sure that we can be there for every adult and child that needs us in 2024.
Drivers over the age of 55 want the option of a pay-as-you-go system for car insurance. That's the finding of a new survey of 1,000 adults throughout the country by People Insurance. The report revealed a strong interest in the concept, with 6 in 10 people in favour of a pay-as-you-go approach. Paul Walsh from People Insurance explains how that might work.
Pay-as-you-go insurance is the type of insurance where you pay per mile or you pay per hour. And interestingly, 6 out of 10 people in Ireland, based on the latest survey we've run here at People Insurance and our credit union, 6 out of 10 people in Ireland believe that this is something they'd be very interested in. With half of those, 1 in 3 drivers saying that if it was an option today, I would definitely take it.
The weapons armourer for the film Rust, who was found guilty of involuntary manslaughter earlier this month, has asked for a new trial. Hannah Gutierrez-Reed was found guilty in connection with the fatal on-set shooting of cinematographer Helena Hutchins in 2021. She's asked for a fresh hearing and to be released from prison in the meantime. Oprah Winfrey says she's internalised shame over her weight after being made fun of publicly for 25 years. In a new TV special, the 70-year-old talks about her struggles with her size and discusses how she uses new weight loss medications. The presenter reveals because of the intense scrutiny, she once starved herself for 5 months but would always regain weight as soon as she stopped dieting. Sport now. Nottingham Forest says it was utterly disproportionate of the Premier League to suggest the club should have lost 8 points for breaking financial rules. An independent panel has given them a 4-point deduction, which takes them into the relegation zone. The club has until next Monday to appeal. Nottingham Forest Supporters Trust Chair Andy Cadell tells Sky Sports News he doesn't think they should fight it.
4 points is, we can do something about that. 6 points would have been tricky. I think that would be useful for us to know what the situation, for the players to know that, right, OK, we're minus 4 points, we're now in the bottom three, we're a point behind Luton. I think it'd be quite good to just focus now on what we've got to do.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.